Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast episode of the Box Center Podcast, brought to you by Jome Core Planet, the largest independent Jome and Biblical Core discussion and news website on the planet. My name is Kevin Gammon. I am your host and the managing news editor of Jome Core Planet. That's how I get to find out all about the stuff I get to tell you about today and every week. And yes, it will be every week. I'm back. New job, new year, and new podcast. I get to do this on a regular basis again. It'll be great to get back into the saddle. I miss you all, and I'm sure you missed me too. So let's get right into it. Before I do, though, let's talk about how you can tell me what you like about the show, and what you don't like, of course, as well as what you'd like to hear, who you'd like to hear from. And to start with, let's talk about the email address, editor@dcpnews.com. That's my email address, editor@dcpnews.com. Put in the subject box center so I know it's about the podcast, but you don't have to. It's okay. I understand. You also can give me a call at area code 330-441-4553. Leave a message if you like. If you want to play it on the show, please say so, and I will do so, whether I agree with it or not. Also, there is the Box Center Facebook fan page. Go ahead and pop on there, and you can check out a lot of the articles that I talk about during the show, as well as some other tidbits that I throw on there as well. And just a way for you to share your thoughts, which, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Speaking of sharing your thoughts, let me share my thoughts about some of our top stories. Our first top story comes from Thurrock Marching Brass in the United Kingdom. And the story is about their upcoming attempt to set a world record. The story goes, Thurrock Marching Brass, in conjunction with the Marching Band Activity United Kingdom Facebook page, are proud to confirm that they will be attempting a new world record for the longest fanfare line in history at Thurrock Marching Brass's Essex show on Sunday, September 7th, 2014. It is hoped that 150 or more trumpet and cornet players from across the United Kingdom and from every type organization will take part. The current world record stands at 91 players. To be eligible, first, can you play trumpet or cornet, and you will need your own instrument? Second, will you be able to attend two of the four scheduled rehearsals? Third, will you be able to attend the final run-through session? Now, you will have to attend those two of four rehearsals and the run-through. And finally, can you attend the all-day Thurrock Marching Brass-hosted show on the 7th in Essex? Acceptance into the fanfare party will be given in writing by Paul Morgan, the chairman of Thurrock Marching Brass, in consultation with John Butler, the creator of Marching Band's UK Facebook page. Both organizations are sponsoring the event. Paul or John may consult with other parties, but their decision is final. And confirmation of making it into the final lineup must be received in writing to be able to take part. You can't just show up, basically. The fanfare itself. The responsibility for arranging the fanfare will be Paul Morgan, chairman of Thurrock Marching Brasses. Paul may choose to work with other arrangers in order to complete the work at his discretion. The fanfare will be written and ready for the first rehearsal on the rehearsal schedule and will be made available to anyone who has shown an interest in participating. And the world record attempt will be conducted by three conductors, the selection of which will be the responsibility of Paul Morgan, chairman, Thurrock Marching Brass. Here is the rehearsal schedule. The first rehearsal will be on Saturday, May 17th, and it will be in the South, either William Edwards School, it will be at William Edwards School and Sports College in Thurrock, Essex. The second rehearsal will be Saturday, June 14th. It will be in the Midlands. The venue will be determined later. Third rehearsal will be Saturday, July 19th. This will be in the North. Again, the venue will be determined later. The fourth rehearsal will be on Saturday, August 16th. That will be back in the South at the William Edwards School and Sports College, as will the final rehearsal a week later on the 23rd of August. This official notice is an open invitation to anyone in the United Kingdom to take part. In order to do so, please register your interest by emailing us at fwra2014@gmail.com, where further details will be provided. Speaking of the attempt, Thurrock Marching Brass Chairman Paul Morgan says, "The ability for all marching band people to get along with each other regardless of where they come from or who they may or may not be affiliated with remains incredibly strong in the United Kingdom. This can be clearly evidenced by the great work that John Butler has done in creating the Independent Marching Band Activity Facebook page. This has, in a very short space of time, created a common area for all of us who are interested in banding in general to share positive information and stories about what we are doing. Reaching out into this amazing world, we are thrilled to be able to assist in creating something for everyone, not only to get involved with, but also, if we achieve the goal, to be telling their grandkids about for years to come. John Butler is an incredibly hard-working individual, and I have enjoyed very much working with him to create this opportunity for everyone to get involved. I would urge everyone to register their interest, and let's see just how many we can get into the fanfare line to not only break, but to smash the existing record. Adding the Marching Band Activity Facebook page creator, John Butler, comments, "To be involved in helping bring all types of marching band together has been the greatest thrill. I couldn't have imagined just how strong the desire to actually is for people from all types of bands to share their good news really is. In just 7 short months, the posted views have already exceeded 76,000. I'm absolutely delighted to be working alongside Paul Morgan at The Rock Marching Brass, and to attempt the world record at their show in September just adds to the occasion even more. This attempt is open to anyone, young or old, and as long as you can play a trumpet or cornet, will be considered, so please register your interest as soon as possible to avoid disappointment. This is one not to miss out on." For more information on how you can get involved, contact us on fwra2014@gmail.com or simply follow us on Twitter at fwra2014 if you just want to see what's happening. And this was submitted by the Fanfare World Record Attempt 24 leadership team, which consists of Paul Morgan, the chairman of The Rock Marching Brass, and John Butler, the creator of the Marching Band Activity Facebook page. Our second top story is from the Governors of St. Peter, Minnesota, and it is regarding their first rehearsal set for 2014. After a strong finish to its competitive season last fall, the Governors Drum and Bugle Corps will reload for 2014. Auditions and rehearsals for the upcoming season will take place Saturday, January 18th and Sunday, January 19th at St. Peter High School. Rehearsal begins at 10 a.m. both days for all sections. The St. Peter-based group is an all-age marching music ensemble that performs in parades and field shows during the summer. We offer flexible scheduling, inexpensive dues, and a fun atmosphere. It doesn't matter if you're looking to get some experience before moving on to try out for a Drum Corps International group, or if you're a performer that's been out of the game for a while, the award-winning staff will work with you to get the best performance experience. The Governors have openings in the percussion, brass, and color guard sections. Brass and percussion rehearsals will be held at St. Peter High School. Color guard rehearsal locations will be announced soon. Saturday rehearsal will run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for brass and color guard, and 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. for percussion. On Sunday, rehearsal will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for all sections. Please check www.governors.org or facebook.com/governors for full schedules and updates. Last year, the Southern Minnesota Ensemble capped its 86th season by finishing second in Class A at the Drum Corps Associates Championships in Annapolis, Maryland. Since then, the Governor's staff has worked hard during the offseason to produce another stellar show. Founded in 1927, the Governors are 3-time DCA Class A champions. The St. Peter-based ensemble performs throughout Minnesota in parades and field shows, including the DCI Regional Championships at the University of Minnesota's TCF Bank Stadium. The season will culminate Labor Day weekend at the DCA Championships in Rochester, New York. For more information, contact us at www.governors.org or facebook.com/governors. And thank you to the Governors for submitting the article. We move over to the West Coast for our next article. This comes from the San Francisco Renegades, and it is about their upcoming 2014 Chinese New Year Parade participation. They've done this every year for a long time, and this year's going to be no different. The San Francisco Renegades 2014 season explodes onto the scene February 15th as they take to the streets of San Francisco in the Southwest Airlines Chinese New Year Parade. Celebrating their 13th year participating in this historic cultural event, the Renegades once again extend an invitation to Drum Corps members worldwide to join in the festivities, become a Renegade for a day, and march the parade with the Ones in Black. Signing up could not be easier. Visit the web registration site at www.renegades.org/Chinese New Year for sheet music, parade sign-up, hotel information, and post-parade party flyers. After the parade, All parade participants and audience members are invited to celebrate the Chinese New Year with the Renegades at Chevy's, the official Renegades Party Central headquarters for the weekend. Chevy's will donate a portion of the proceeds to the Renegades for each check that has a Renegades flyer attached. This year, the Renegades will usher in the Year of the Horse with The Horse by Cliff Nobles and Company. Performers will join the Renegades from many other drum corps across the United States, including the Kingsmen Alumni Corps from Anaheim, California, Bridgemen from Bayonne, New Jersey, Hawthorne Caballeros from Hawthorne, New Jersey, Reading Buccaneers from Reading, Pennsylvania, Dream from Southern California, Corvettes from Atlanta, Georgia, Northwest Venture from Seattle, Washington, Concord Blue Devils, Santa Clara Vanguard, Chicago Royal Airs, Racing Kilties, and the Erie Thunderbirds from Erie, Pennsylvania. Named one of the world's top 10 parades, the Southwest Airlines Chinese New Year Parade is the largest event of its kind outside of Asia. As the Chinese community ushers in the new year, homes cleaned and fresh, door frames decorated with poems and prayers for a prosperous new year, the San Francisco Renegades will take part in a parade meant to complement the cultures of China and America. Since 1958, the parade has been under the direction of the San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce and has grown to more than 100 units. A San Francisco tradition since just after the 1849 Gold Rush, the parade continues to delight and entertain many hundreds of thousands of people that come to watch it on the street or watch the live television broadcast on KTVU Fox 2 or KTSF Channel 26, where the Chinese broadcast is held. Blending another local tradition into celebration, the San Francisco Renegades have participated in the Chinese New Year festivities for the past 13 years. The ringing tones of silver horns, the controlled thunder of pounding drums, and the rippling luster of flowing silk flags gives voice and vision to the festivities. Silk dragons dance through the streets while firecrackers explode, and through it all is a dramatic musical celebration worthy of the ancient Chinese traditions. For more information on the Southwest Airlines Chinese New Year Parade or performance updates for the Renegade season, visit www.renegades.org. And the Box Center Podcast thanks the Renegades for submitting this article. Staying on in California, we have some news from City Sound, a DCI open class corps. And it involves a familiar name to the Drum Corps Planet community. And I'll let you know who it is right now. Born to itinerant beet farmers from North Dakota during the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, Charles Nelson Grow has been a creative force since shortly after his birth. As the 10th and last born of the Grow siblings, much of young Charles' formative years was spent in the care of his older brothers and sisters, as his parents sought to work to sustain their large family. Left to doodle on his own and blessed with a vivid imagination, Charles was creating pencil and crayon sketches before the age of 4. By the time he was 10 and entered the 9th grade, he was an accomplished photographer, with photos supplied in the Fargo Chronicle and Bismarck Times. Some referred to him as a prodigy. Now recognized as the Zen master of the marching arts, Charlie has been a student, performer, instructor, designer, and director of marching bands and drum corps. As a member of the original DCI world champion Anaheim Kingsmen in the early 1970s, and recently returned as the visual instructor and marching member for the alumni corps, the Kingsmen have made their debut return at the Drum Corps International World Championships in 2007. Over 200 former members, now in their 40s through 60s, returned to the field to perform and amaze audiences. Currently, Charlie has again taken his highly sought-after marching expertise to the field with City Sound Drum and Bugle Corps from Los Angeles, California, as visual manager for the corps. Everyone here at City Sound thinks Charlie Grow is exactly what the Corps needs to take that next evolutionary step to a higher level of the marching arts. We are extremely excited and proud to have Charlie Grow on our staff as the new visual manager. Congratulations to both Charlie and City Sound, and good luck and exciting 2014 season to both. And thank you for submitting this article. And our final top news story, we move all the way across the country to New York City. As the New York Skylanders alumni, Drum and Bugle Corps is once again proud to host one of the four regional I&E shows as part of the 2014 Buglers Hall of Fame 8th Annual North American Championships. This will include events for brass and percussion, individual and ensemble, mixed ensemble, and mini corps. The Metro Regional will take place on Saturday, February 22nd at VFW Post 4591, located at 513 Veterans Place, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, 07604. A new feature this year will be the non-competition category for those that would like to perform without being judged. This will hopefully provide some fun and additional entertainment to the festivities. The doors will open at noon, with the show getting underway starting at 1. There is a $10 admission fee at the door for all spectators. As in the past, this will be a great day for some good old-fashioned drum corps performances and camaraderie. Bring a friend or family and join in on the fun. Our kitchen and bar will be open. A special performance by the New York Skylanders Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps will follow the I&E event. The other regional shows are scheduled are March 22nd, the Boston Regional at the IBEW Hall, Local 103, at 256 Freeport Street, Boston, Massachusetts. On April 5th, the Buffalo Regional at the Al Socorro Post, or the American Legion, the American Legion Socorro Post, 1322, at 950 Payne Avenue, North Tonawanda, New York. And the April 12th Springfield Regional at 133 Long Hill Street, Springfield, Massachusetts. These regional shows culminate in the 8th Annual North American Championships show to be held on April 26th at the Holiday Inn at 1070 Main Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut. The complete package of rules, instructions, and application for all show participants can be found at and downloaded from www.buglershalloffame.com under the Events tab. For additional information or any questions regarding the competition, please email bhof2@optonline.net. You can also mail all entry forms and fees to Buglers Hall of Fame, care of Anthony R. Convertido, 2490 Black Rock Turnpike, Suite 295, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06825. For the directions to the Skylanders Alumni VFW Post, please visit our website, www.skyalumni.org, or contact our corps director, Rich Evans, at skyalumdirector@hotmail.com. And thank you to the Skylanders Alumni for submitting this article. We now move on to the other news that has been around the drum corps world of late, and we start with DCI's World Class. First of all, Phantom Regiment. They have made up 7 of the 30 shows on DCI's most downloaded core list. Besides 2013's Triumph and Journey being in the top 6 for 2013, we have multiple shows listed on the other 2 top 10 lists. Did you know you can watch these and all our other videos via our mobile app? And did you know our mobile app contains these videos and many more? Our $1.99 app is available for iPhone and Android users. You can read more about the app and the videos and audio that are available on DCI's most downloaded list for Phantom Regiment at the Phantom Regiment website, regiment.org. You're invited to be a part of the golf action at the Waste Management Phoenix Open through the tournament's Birdies for Charity program. The program centers around the PGA Tour professionals making birdies, lots of them, during the 2014 Waste Management Phoenix Open. Don't worry, you don't need to be much of a golfer, or even a golf fan for that matter, to participate in the Birdies for Charity program. What's important is that by participating, you'll be helping members of the Academy realize a dream of a lifetime. To learn more about the 2014 Academy Golf Challenge, be sure to go to the Academy website located at www.arizonaacademy.org. Just a few days into the 2014 season, Michael Hijos, Board of Directors Chairman for Youth Education and the Arts, has announced that George Hopkins, CEO of YAY and Director of the Cadets, has signed a new 4-year contract extension that will run through 2017. In announcing the contract, Hijos says, "We are thrilled to ensure that George will be leading YAY for the upcoming years. Mr. Hopkins has been at the helm since the early 1980s, and it is pretty amazing to us all that he keeps the pace he does. Indeed, the YAY board encourages growth, and it is clear to us that George's leadership and the great work of the YAY team continues to allow our organization to expand its program offerings to serve more and more young people locally, regionally, and nationally." To read more about George Hopkins' new contract extension, go to their website at yea.org. As January's icy grip freezes everything solid and traps drum corps fans indoors by their heaters, the cadets offer up warm thoughts of a not-too-distant August with a light summer breeze and will waft through the bleachers of Allentown's J. Bernie Crum Stadium. With thoughts and hopes set on that pleasant night, the official block of cadets tickets are now on sale for the 2014 DCI Eastern Classic, Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. If you're interested in buying those tickets, again, the website to go to is www.yea.org. And finally, in world class, we have a location change to announce for this weekend's Pioneer Rehearsal Camp. The camp, which is scheduled for Friday, January 10th, starting at 8 p.m., through Sunday, January 12th, ending at 4 p.m. Central Time, will be at Couday Middle School, not the high school. Once again, that's Couday Middle School, and that's spelled C-U-D-A-H-Y, located at 5530 South Barland Avenue, Couday. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to just say Couday. 53110. Once again, it's at the middle school, not the high school. More information about the camp and the location change can be found at the Pioneer website, pioneer-core.org. We now move to DCI's open class and what stories we have there. First of all, we have the first of the audition locations announced for Gold Drum and Bugle Corps. The San Diego area auditions are going to be this Sunday, August 12th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Rancho Buena Vista High School, 1601 Longhorn Drive, Vista, California, 92801. The other two Southern California audition sites, well, you're just going to have to go to their website to find out. That website is golddrumcorps.org. Genesis has announced their 2014 program. As a special gift to all of our friends and family, Genesis is pleased to announce its production for the 2014 season, Pure Imagination. This season, Genesis will be exploring images from a child's imagination that are inspired by music that has transcended generations. Featuring the music of Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music, Willy Wonka, and other childhood memories. More information about the program this year for Genesis can be found at their website, and really, to find out more about this particular announcement, go to their Facebook page, and that you can do a search for Genesis Drum and Bugle Corps there. Legends has announced their 2014 drum majors. Congratulations to Noah Koch and Claire Miller. We have established a foundation of excellence and build great leaders at Legends, said Ibis Sotowala, executive director and CEO. Noah and Claire bring all the qualities we look for as a leader, and I am proud of their efforts and contributions as members. You can read the rest of the article about the new drum majors for Legends at legendspaa.org. Music City got the new drum corps season off to a great start with record attendance at its recent audition camp. Over 100 brass, over 60 color guard, and 130 percussionists made for a jam-packed weekend in Franklin, Tennessee. Each section gave an impressive performance for a gym-packed audience at the conclusion of camp. The Hornline even played a short segment of Copeland's Billy the Kid, the opening number in the corps' 2014 production. There is a photo gallery from the camp on the corps' Facebook page. One of the local television stations also came out on Saturday of camp and featured the corps in the evening news. To view both the photos and the segment, first go to musiccitydrumcorps.org for the article with those links. And finally, in DCI Open Class, the Spartans have posted their information for January and what they're going to be doing this month. Sunday, January 5th, they had their brass percussion open house at Fitchburg High School. On the weekend of January 18th and 19th, they will have their first camp at the Nashua Boys and Girls Club. Members flying in are asked to fly into the Manchester, New Hampshire airport on Friday evening and to depart Sunday after 4 p.m. Horn and percussion members are asked to participate in the full weekend, which starts at 8 a.m. Saturday morning with registration and will end with a full music ensemble at 4 p.m. Sunday. Guard members are asked to attend Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. To find out more about what the Spartans are doing this month, go to SpartansDBC.org. Now, let's take a look at some of the upcoming events that we're going to be having in the Drum Corps activity. First of all, the Cascades January Camp will be coming up starting on January 17th and going through Monday, January 20th at 3 p.m. This is a three-day camp. The camp will be located at ODLE Middle School in Bellevue, Washington. The camp fee is $100, and if you have not paid it yet, there's also a 2014 registration fee, also $100. More information about the January camp can be found at the CascadesDrumCorps.org website. Also, the weekend of the 17th will be the Colts' January camp in Dubuque. Positions are still available in every section of the Drum Corps, and students attending for the first time this season can save $25 on their first camp fee by paying online in advance. To find out more information about the camp and to make that payment, go to the Facebook page for the Colts, or you can go to colts.org. Spirit of Atlanta's January camp is only 2 weeks away. In fact, it's now 1 week away. In fact, it's now 2 days away if you're listening on the day this was released. The camp is January 10th through 12th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Friday evening at Ola High School, located at 357 North Ola Road, McDonough, Georgia, 30252. More information about the Spirit Drum and Bugle Corps January camp can be found on their Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com and search for Spirit Drum and Bugle Corps. And finally, Impulse will be holding their winter workshops for 2014. They will take place on January 12th, 19th, and 26th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Marina High School in Huntington Beach, California. By attending the Impulse workshops, you will not only audition for the Corps' upcoming season, you will have the opportunity to experience and learn the skills necessary to perform at the higher levels required to participate in the Drum and Bugle Corps activity. If you are involved with band, color guard, or percussion, we want everyone to audition and experience what it could be like to be part of this fun activity. Attend the workshops and learn how you can be a part of the fun in 2014. More information can be found at the Impulse website, ImpulseYouthArts.org. Our final segment of this week's show will be about the videos that have been posted by the various Drum Corps organizations on YouTube and other locations like Vimeo. This week it is all YouTube, however. Our first video comes from Spirit of Atlanta, as they have posted a review of their 2014 December camp. And the clip I'm going to feature, and yes, it's a video, but the nice thing is they have some audio that I can show on here also. The clip I'm going to feature is going to be of J.W. Custer, the new director of Spirit of Atlanta, talking about the exciting newness of the Corps this year. Let's take a listen.
2014, there's a lot of change for Spirit of Atlanta. And to see that many kids come out to see what this new thing is or these new people are doing, it was tremendous, and they're excited, and they're energetic, and all of a sudden, all these pieces we've been putting in place, it's starting to show. I think the diversity of staff is what keeps an organization vibrant, and then we actually saw it work real life here last night. That was the cool thing. The diversity brings in all the other positive aspects. You know, we learn from that, and we incorporate it. That makes us better, bigger, better, faster.
Our second video comes from the cadets, as they recently held their December camp as well. This clip features Wayne Harris, who is a performance coach for the cadets, talking about how they are developing the show, which is inspired and includes selections from Copeland's Lincoln Portrait, but will look at more than just Lincoln in terms of the presidency. Let's take a listen.
This weekend, I'm playing off of the idea of the inaugural addresses that have been given by presidents over the years, and that moment of hope and vision. You know, it says, pure a moment as there ever is in any presidency is when they start. So what I've done is to take various moments from different inaugural addresses, and we are experimenting and exploring the music of Copeland. And layering the narration of not only Lincoln now, but FDR and Kennedy.
Well, that's awesome.
Clip number three comes from the Cascades out of Seattle, Washington, and is a recruitment video asking you to join the Cascades Drum and Bugle Corps, of course. And the clip that we're going to play for this from this particular video features a mellophone, Colette, and a visual designer, or visual technician, I should say. His name is Michael. And they talk about what, you know, their favorite moments regarding the Cascades, especially from last year in terms of Colette.
My favorite parts about marching last year probably was the vibes that everyone had with each other.
Just having people applaud you for all the work that you put in, that was one of my favorite parts.
We were always laughing, and even if we were having down times, We got right back on track the very next day, and we improved so, so much. And it was so awesome to be around people who wanted to improve just as much as I did.
There are two other videos that I do want to let you know about, but I can't play any clips from them for various reasons. First of all, one is from U-Ball from the Netherlands. They were kind enough to post their entire semifinals performance at DCI in 2011. They were the last Coron that night, as they were the international champions. And it was also their 100th anniversary show as a drum and bugle corps. As an organization, I should say. The full video is available on YouTube, and you can get a link in the show notes. And definitely worth checking out. And finally, the one last video, the Youth Education in the Arts posted a retrospect review of 2013. The reason I don't put any clips on here is because there's nothing spoken, and there's no music from any actual performances. It's more of a clip/video retrospective with soundtrack overlay. So check that out as well. It's the 2013 year in review for Yay, and you can find both of those on YouTube and again in the show notes. And that's all we have for this inaugural 2014 podcast of Box Center. Once again, thank you for listening. If you have any questions or you have any comments, editor at dcpnews.com, the Box Center Podcast Facebook page, and of course, the Drum Corps Planet Forums, that place where you can discuss about anything Drum Corps. And be sure to check out that area for news and events and all sorts of talk about the Drum Corps activity. I'll be back next week with more about what's going on in our wonderful and loved activity. And I will see you in the box. Have a good week, everybody.